This is Twit.
This is actually kind of funny. Last week, or was it on Twit? We were talking about, I think it was on Twit.
I don't know how you keep this straight, by the way. I would be bonkers.
You tell us.
I'll
see if we remember.
Yeah. We were talking about housing prices and how it's very expensive in Silicon Valley. There's a San Francisco Gate column now. The Chronicle has their website, The Gate. There's a column where they talk of, they find the most expensive, ridiculously small apartment in San Francisco. And they, like, this one's a storefront with a loft bed and a workspace below it and a kitchen the size of a postage stamp for $3,000 a month. And it's a great column. I love it. So we were talking about it, and Karsten, who is, I admit, stuck at home. He's not here. He's at home. And
We could have Karsten, Kim. We could have him coming in to the joy of the show.
He doesn't even want that. When he gets on Zoom calls, he's like silhouetted. He's got a big, he doesn't want anybody to see him. I don't know what's going on. He's growing his hair out. He's got vitiligo. I don't know. Something's going on. Anyway, he posted houses in St. Helena, Montana, Montana, where near his family mansion, his estate, where he grew up. Here's so
where Facebook employees could now move.
Could they? This is $699,000, which I know to most of you sounds like a lot for a house. But here in California, this would buy you a one-bedroom apartment. It's five bedrooms, studio, five baths, 4,500 square feet. It looks like the Adams Family mansion. And there's a story that goes with it, apparently.
It's haunted.
Look at this. It's got two pianos.
That's the same piano from a different angle.
But it has two guitars.
I'm easily confused. It does have two guitars.
I've been looking at real estate list. I'm like, oh, I see exactly where
actually,
this is going.
Don't you think this is a nice house, though? This is really
nice house.
Yeah.
It is not to my taste, but it is. Oh, that turret is really cool.
You like the big,
look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
I see.
Look, it's not Michelangelo, but you know, you could get somebody from Wayfair in there and spruce it up. Yeah, it's a little knotty pine, isn't it? But it's a classic Victorian. But here it is. Mm-hmm. This is Karsten's explanation about this. Fun fact, this house is infamous for being where they fixed the election that got Helena to be the capital of Montana.
That was so exciting, Karsten.
A little piece of history.
What a scandal that must have been. I am amazed. Helena must have been a fire pit of politics.
This one is just four blocks from where Karsten grew up.
Whoa, other side of the tracks.
Yeah, other side of the tracks. I'm not sure about the cement steps, though. We'd have to do something about that.
That's very Helena, Montana.
Finally, well, it snows there. You know, you don't want to put too much money into brickwork. And then finally, this is the home he says, if I ever get Joe Rogan money, we we should move Twit here. You know what? I would move to Helena, Montana in a heartbeat if it didn't snow.
You don't need Joe Rogan money for this.
No, it's $828,000.
Where do Hank and John Green live? Right, one of them is in Indiana, but the other one I think is Montana, isn't he?
Montana is pretty, but Lisa won't let me move there. She said you'd be bored. Look at this. Beautiful. Beautiful bedroom. Now, that's a bedroom. Man, you need a rotating bed in that bedroom, if not.
No one ever needs a rotating bed.
Wait a minute. Okay,
I'm now downgrading it. No one ever needs a rotating bed.
This is the backyard.
Yeah,
that's not awesome.
No,
I'm judging that and saying not awesome.
It's a new show for the Twit Network, House Hunting with Stacy and Leo. Here's the mountain you look out on, or maybe you're on it. No, you're on it. I don't know. All I see is the snow goes all the way up. It just goes. I just see 10 feet of snow on that thing.
So what? So you're isolated at home, just like now.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be any different, would it?